Book 2, Canto 10, page 247 to 249. And yet behind it stands a cosmic might. A measured greatness keeps its vaster plan. A fathomless sameness rhythms the tread of life. The stars' changeless orbits furrow inert space. A million species follow one mute law. A huge inertness is the world's defense. Even in change is treasured changelessness. Into inertia revolution sinks. In a new dress the old resumes its role. The energy acts. The stable is its seal. On Shiva's breast is stayed the enormous dance. A fiery spirit came next of the three. A hunchback rider of the red wild ass. A rash intelligence leaped down lion-maned from the great mystic flame that rings the worlds and with its dire edge eats at being's heart. Then sprang the burning vision of desire. A thousand shapes it wore, took numberless names, a need of multitude and uncertainty, pricks it forever to pursue the one on countless roads across the wastes of time, through circuits of unending difference. It burns all breasts with an ambiguous fire, a radiance gleaming on a murky stream. It flamed towards heaven, then sank, engulfed towards hell. It climbed to drag down truth into the mire and used for muddy ends its brilliant force. A huge chameleon, gold and blue and red, turning to black and grey and lurid brown. Hungry it stared from a mottled bow of life to snap up insect joys, its favorite food. The dingy sustenance of a sumptuous frame, nursing the splendid passion of its hues. A snake of flame with a dull cloud for tail, followed by a dream brood of glittering thoughts, a lifted head with many tinged flickering crests, it licked at knowledge with a smoky tongue. A whirlpool sucking in an empty air, it based on vacancy stupendous claims, in nothingness born to nothingness returned, yet all the time unwittingly it drove towards the hidden something that is all. Ardent to find, incapable to retain, a brilliant instability was its mark. To err its inborn trend, its native key. At once to an unreflecting credence prone, it thought all true that flattered its own hopes. It cherished golden nothings born of wish. It snatched at the unreal for provender. In darkness it discovered luminous shapes. Peering into a shadow hung half light, it saw hued images scrawled on fancy's cave, or it swept in circles through conjecture's night, and caught in imagination's camera bright scenes of promise held by transient flares, fixed in life's air the feet of hurrying dreams. Kept prints of passing forms and hooded powers, and flash images of half-seen verities. An eager spring to seize and to possess, unguided by reason or the seeing soul, was its first natural motion and its last. It squandered life's force to achieve the impossible. It scorned the straight road and ran on wandering curves, and left what it had won for untried things. It saw unrealized aims as instant fate and chose the precipice for its leap to heaven. Adventure, its system in the gamble of life. It took fortuitous gains as safe results. Error discouraged not its confident view. Ignorant of the deep law of being's ways, and failure could not slow its fiery clutch. One chance made true warranted all the rest. Attempt, not victory, was the charm of life.